You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Right now, it's time for a trending report. What's trending? Got some COVID news. The UK gave emergency approval to one of the new vaccines. They chose the Pfizer one to start with. They expect to have something like 20 million doses in the next few weeks. And they're going to then ramp up production to provide even more. This is really interesting. This is because there are multiple vaccines that are probably going to be approved. This is the one that requires the really, really cold temperatures and storage. And it's also the one that requires two shots.
Yeah.
Separated by about 3 weeks.
A lot of logistics going into this one for transport and freezing. And Yeah, let them try it out first.
The U.S. has not approved it yet, but I would think that we're not that far behind with the U.K.
I hear it's going to be soon, real soon.
Yeah, real soon.
Real soon.
And then, you know, we're thinking probably spring before the average person is able to.
Yeah, they're going to get all the first responders and the high-risk people, and
yeah,
and it'll trickle down to the public.
So one of the things that's going on in the pandemic, obviously, is that it's affecting businesses, and we feel sad about that. On the other side of it, people say, well, at least, you know, personally, I am saving money. That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was this survey done asking people, where is the savings coming from? In other words, in a normal world, you would have spent your money on blank, but now you're not. And obviously, number one was going out to restaurants.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart for people who are in the restaurant industry.
I know. I miss going there.
Not going to the movies was number two. Not buying new clothes or shoes was number three. Not going to bars, number four. There's all of that. And then something that popped up. I was writing about this for the Mindbender Club mailer that'll go out later this morning. The thing that there are a few things on the list that popped up that you might not think of. Like one of them was not needing to buy makeup. And women are saying, and some guys, I guess, are saying, I'm not buying makeup anymore.
Yeah.
So they're saving money.
Why
there.
Fix myself up?
Right. And then last thing I've got for you, there's a survey done. This is the Wallet Hub people. They're the ones who, the other day we were talking about, you know, the most expensive places to live, the least expensive places to live. There's all sorts of studies like that. This one is that they ranked the 182 biggest cities in the United States to find out which ones were the best and the worst for single people.
Mm.
And they threw a bunch of factors in there, Jer, like the percentage of single people, the number of people in those cities using online dating, the costs of things like dinner and drinks and entertainment. They plugged a whole bunch of things in. And what they found is that the five best cities in America, I'll just give you the top three. Madison, Wisconsin, Atlanta, Georgia, Denver, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. All the single ladies. All the single ladies.
We were just talking about how Denver fared poorly. It was just yesterday, right? In terms of the safest cities?
Yes, that's right.
It came down pretty low on the list, but it is the number three best city for being a single person.
Huh. All right.
So
I wouldn't know.
The worst, the worst cities in America for being single: Glendale, California, Brownsville, Texas. And then a few others. So.
Oh, all right.
Denver. If you're a single person in Denver, you're in the right place.
Yeah. Go get
Good
you
luck.
Some mingling.
What else you got?
Well, going back just a step, talking about the vaccine, the Faucinator, Dr. Anthony Fauci, was out yesterday talking about when we could potentially get back to sporting events. And he's guessing in about 9 months. So he said we're going to start vaccinating the highest priority people at the end of December through about March. And then you get to the general public, and that's going to be like April, May, June-ish. So it probably will be well into the end of summer before we can really feel comfortable getting people back to large venues. And that is if people, in fact, do go out and get vaccinated, then they're going to throw open the doors, and you can go watch your Nuggies play, I guess. But I was telling Dom earlier, it's like I still feel like some of these venues are going to be a little gun-shy for a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still thinking maybe a full year before everyone feels really comfortable about concerts and things like that again. I don't know.
For sure when the NFL kicks off next September, that people will be
maybe half
hankering to go.
Half-filled stadiums? I don't know. We'll see. And there still might be something where you have to prove that you've been vaccinated before you can even go in. So Mm-hmm. I don't know. We shall see. That was according to Dr. Anthony Fauci. They say 70% of us have tried to do something positive each day just to stay sane. They have a list out this morning of the top little things that we've done to cheer ourselves up during the pandemic. Most of these I cannot see Dom doing at all.
What?
Like number
what?
10, dancing it out.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Singing in the shower.
I've done that.
You've done it. Asking for a hug.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Not once have you asked me for a hug during the pandemic.
No, because you take it the wrong way and then you get all feeling.
I'm a booty pincher. Baking things like cookies. I could see you having somebody else do that for you. A nap is on there, going for a walk, snacking, watching your favorite movie. So all the basic, you know, things just to try and cheer yourself up a little bit. Here's some of the stuff that's trending in Romania. The mysterious monolith that appeared in Romania just a day or so ago. Now this one's disappeared. It disappeared just like the one in Utah. They say this one was 9 feet tall, disappeared overnight, as quietly as it was erected last week.
There's nobody watching these things?
I know! It's like there's no video evidence. I feel like there was something that came out from the one in Utah, possibly. I thought I might have saw something about that where they had a video. But this one, poof, gone, disappeared. Which is fine, because if you saw it, it was pretty janky looking. It doesn't look like something an advanced civilization would have planted in Romania.
It was a low rent.
It was like Eddie down in his garage with his new welder threw this up. Yeah, you know, it wasn't very good. If your booty has been hurting, if your butt has been hurting, you're not alone. The makers of Preparation H did a survey to find out how much time we've been sitting this year. And they say we've all been sitting around about an extra 4 hours a day on average. And about 40% of us are starting to feel the side effects of all that sitting. Our butts are actually starting to hurt.
Get up and move around.
You got to move around. They say we've been sitting in our, you know, office chairs longer at home on the couch. We've been sitting in the kitchen maybe doing work. And those kitchen stools, you know, aren't that comfortable. And they say actually a lot of people have been spending more time on the toilet this year. More than ever. And they're maybe suggesting that it's just to get away from your family. That you're parking yourself in there a little bit longer to avoid your kids and some of their homeschooling.
That's true many times.
I guarantee you that's right too, man. Speaking of sitting on the toilet, the McRib is back today, you guys. McDonald's iconic fast food sandwich, the McRib, returns for a limited time. They're also doing this weird contest surrounding it where guys... If you shave your beard and post it online, post a selfie of your clean-shaven face on Twitter, the first 10,000 dudes that do this will get a free McRib sandwich. So I don't know if they're like wrapping up Movember and saying that you need a clean face to get that sloppy sandwich all over or what, but if you want a free sandwich, get a selfie up today.
I read that Germany is the only country that has the McRib year-round, and... I'm trying to figure out what it is about Germany.
I do not know.
And a McRib.
I don't know. I've had one. They're tasty. They're fine. It's worth a try once just to experience and see what all the fuss is about, I guess. Speaking of cooking, the people behind Reynolds Wrap are holding a contest right now where you can submit your original cookie recipe that uses an unexpected or wacky ingredient. And you go in there and you post it online for Reynolds Wrap, and if you get picked, you get $5,000. So why not?
Sure.
Really, even if you don't bake, just take a recipe and put something wacky in it and post it. You might score $5,000.
Don't do like rat poison or
something. No, like that. No. Stick with like, you know,
don't do that.
Paint
thinner. Because that would be unusual, I'm sure.
Paint thinner or pine saw. I don't want to tell anything else. Now let's do clickbait because it's kind of fun today.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a new Guinness World Record. It's a French chef that broke the record. He made a little 12-inch pizza, and he topped it with 254 different cheeses, beating the previous cheese winner of 154 cheeses.
I can't even imagine 254 cheeses.
Talk about sitting on the toilet for 4 hours a day. You're going to be backed up for months.
I don't know if I could name 12.
Yeah, it would be difficult. He said he spent about $1,000 putting this pizza together with all those cheeses. It's thick, too. Take a look at it. It's on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And you know what? That's what's trending now.